بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من وأبيت، ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، فلك الحمد يا الله على ما قضيت، ولك الشكر يا الله على ما أنعمت به وأوليت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك اللهم من كل ذنب وخطيئة ونتوب إليك، ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك، أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء إليك، أنت القوي ونحن الضعفاء إليك، اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك، اللهم هب لنا منك عملا صالحا يقربنا إليك، اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتسبيحنا وتراويحنا ودعاء أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
سبحان الملك القدوس، سبحان الملك القدوس، سبحان الملك القدوس، سبحان وصحبه وسلم آمين.
نويت صوم غد عن أداء فرض شهر رمضان هذه السنة لله تعالى إيمانا واحتسابا لوجه الله الكريم عز وجل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We continue our theme inshallah, دروس الحياة من قصص الأنبياء في كتاب الله. Life lessons from the stories of prophets in the book of Allah. Today is a historic day in the history of Islam. It is the 17th day of Ramadan that passed by, and 1438 years ago on this day, an epic battle took place, the monumental battle of Badr. It was the first major battle in Islam and a turning point in the history of the Ummah. A day on which the truth was victorious and falsehood was defeated, and the banner of Islam was raised in jubilation and in victory. The Battle of Badr is one of the few battles explicitly discussed in the Quran. A distinguishing day in history, a day mentioned by name in the Quran, يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان. Allah makes reference to this day in Surah Anfal, a day of criterion, a day on which the two parties, the two armies met. The Battle of Badr provides complex lessons on so many levels, at a social, at a political, at a spiritual, at a military, and also at a humanitarian level. And there are so many phenomenal lessons that we can learn from this battle. But we will focus on five significant points. But before we do that, just remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and his companions, the Sahaba, had hardly migrated from Mecca to Yathrib to Medina. A few months while they were there, the first fast, by the way, was being undertaken when this battle took place. Within a few months of leaving Mecca, the Meccan army of approximately 1,000 well-armed, seasoned fighters came to annihilate the Muslims. Five lessons which I want to reflect upon among the many. One, for the first time, permission was given to take up arms physically. Documented in Surah Hajj, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Permission now is given to fight against those who are fighting against them because of their faith, and they have been wronged, and surely Allah is able to grant victory to those who are fighting in defense of their faith. First lesson, Muslims were peaceful, did not take up arms, but after 13 years in Mecca, under Qurayshi persecution, and almost 15 years after the first revelation, So Muslims have undergone in Makkah persecution, ostracization, victimization, exclusion, oppression, proscription. There was property confiscation, dislocation of the families, attempted assassination of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now a war of declaration. The Muslims had to defend themselves, and a verse was revealed for Muslims to take up arms. Second point. As the battle was about to start, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought down the Muslim forces, 300 of them. They came to a valley called Yal, which is where the Badr field is, and the army of the Quraysh were to meet them somewhere there. He initially chose at a particular well to stop, and then he said the army must settle there. One of the companions, Hubab bin al-Mundhir radiallahu anhu, asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, you are saying we must stand at this well here. Is this a revelation from Allah? Because if it's a revelation, we don't move one step forward, nor one step back. Or is this purely a matter of your opinion? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal huwa al-ra'i wal-harbu wal-makida. He said, this is only my opinion. And remember, war is strategy. Then he said, Ya Rasul, فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِمَنْزِلٍ. If that is the case, strategy, then this is the wrong place. Don't fight here because they have another well there. Let's go to the Badr well, so they have to defeat us to get to the water. So Rasul thought, and he said to the army, let's move off according to what Hubab said. What we learn from this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recipient of divine revelation, consulted and did not hesitate to consider alternate perspectives and to take an informed decision based on a better opinion than his own that someone else had offered. Rasulullah did as Hubab suggested. Third point, in any leadership situation, we find the leader, the followership, and the situation. In this case, the Rasulullah, the Sahaba, and the battlefield. For the leadership to be effective in any arena, you need the right leader for that particular situation with dedicated people. And Muslims were fighting a well-trained army three times their size, and the odds were stacked very heavily against the Muslims, as we can imagine. And it's easy to lose heart and to become despondent. 300 ill-equipped, untrained people against 1,000 well-equipped army. Rasulullah took his 313-member army, and the great Sahabi, Miqdad bin Amr Bahrani, originally from Hadrat Yemen, he said, Ya Rasulullah, he saw the people were looking at big army, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Imdi lima araka Allah fa nahnu ma'ak. O Rasulullah, go in the direction which you want to go, we are with you. Wallahi la naqulu laka kama qalat banu Israel li Musa, idhhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun. O Rasulullah, we are not going to say to you what Moses followed said to him, you and your Lord go and fight, we will watch you and sit down. He said, walakin naqul idhhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna ma'akuma muqatil. We say to you, you and your Lord go and fight, and you will find us fighting beside you and with you. Lesson, nothing is more empowering than faith and the support of the faithful, especially in the darkest hour when things may seem hopeless. The most valuable lesson that we get, and the most valuable things at times of difficulty, is to have the assurance of those who are near to you. And the best of friends are those who do not betray you in times of difficulty, but rather are there to support you. And how few friends there are in the world today. Fourth point. When the battle starts in those days, you bring out the top guy from your side and they bring out the top guy from their side. So each one says, you bring your man. Remember Dawood and Jalut? Dawood was small and Jalut was big. He said, I'll go forward. So they challenge one, bring your best person forward. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took three people. He took members of his own household from his own family. Asadullah al-Ghalib, his uncle, the lion of Allah, Hamza ibn Abu Talib, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. Then his nephew Ali ibn Abi Talib, his cousin, and his other cousin, Ubaidullah bin Harith or Ubaidah bin Harith. Harith is also one of the uncles of Rasul, and Ubaidah was also a cousin of the Prophet like Sayyidina Ali. But Ubaidah died on the battlefield. He was the first person to be martyred on the battlefield, and he passed away there on the battle of Badr. What is the lesson we learn? Do not expect others to do for you. If you yourself and your own family and your own dear ones are not prepared to stand up and get involved yourself. There are many people who tell other people, you do that, that you should do, that you should do for the ummah. What are you going to do? No, I'm telling you what you must do. No. The Rasul said here, so does, do not expect others to do things if you and your dear ones are not prepared to get involved yourself. And the final lesson, among so many others, is quality always trumps quantity. 313 men at the Battle of Badr, the truest heroes of Islam, overcame 1,000 people. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ in Surah Al-Imran, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُشْكُرُونَ. Allah helped you at Badr when you were insignificant in number. So be conscious of Allah that this may be a reflection of your gratitude. Lesson, the Battle of Badr is a great example from our history that teaches us that victory does not depend on numbers. And as Allah says in the Quran, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. How often has a small group overcome a mighty force by the permission of Allah? And Allah is with those who patiently persevere. May Allah grant the highest status, even among the Sahaba, the highest status are those who are from Badr. May Allah grant them the best in paradise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
So next you come to the orphanage.
Assalamu alaikum.